You join us at CSUN from California here in Anaheim. I'm in the Marriott Hotel, and I'm catching up with a good friend, Dave Williams, RNIB Inclusive Design Ambassador and Chair of the Braless Foundation, marathon runner and all sorts of other things. Dave, welcome.
Hello, good to be with you, Stuart.
Great to be with you. Listen, we don't... I know we hear you on lots of podcasts. We hear you presenting, of course, on...
Sorry about that.
RNIB Tech Talk. We don't hear you on the other side of the mic very much, so I'm glad we've got the opportunity. You're the Inclusive Design Ambassador with RNIB. Tell us a little bit about RNIB's Inclusive Design team and then maybe what you do in that team.
Sure. So my role really has three parts. One is facilitating training with our commercial clients, so going out to businesses to enable them to better support their blind and partially sighted customers and colleagues, and we deliver training which helps them develop their communication skills, their working practices, to ensure that any blind or partially sighted person that is in their organization or is a customer of their organization is included and can access all the information and can use the apps and websites and documents and all that stuff. And then there's also kind of supported when it comes to sighted guiding or developing things like descriptive skills so that sighted colleagues can better support their blind colleagues. So that's part of what I do. I also communicate the work of our inclusive design team publicly as well. So I'm often the spokesperson for RNIB when it comes to the media, particularly in things like Braille, for example. If they want somebody to go and speak in the media about Braille, that's usually me doing that. Sorry about that. And then the third thing, of course, is Tech Talk, which is our weekly technology podcast on RNIB Connect Radio, where the community can come together and talk about what's on their mind, really, in terms of technology. And every once in a while, we get people like SoundSound and also some of the big tech companies like Microsoft and Google. We sometimes bag interviews with them. And then, actually, very fortuitously, last CSUN in 2024, we managed to get a little interview with Stevie Wonder talking about accessibility and Braille. So that's my role. But the inclusive design team as a whole also works on things like web audits. So if you've got a website, you want to make sure it's accessible, we can help you with that. We can also do app testing. But it's not just digital products and services. We also work on physical inclusive design as well. So the built environment, we evaluate a lot of these navigation systems that are currently being developed. We've worked with people like Sony on the accessibility of their TVs and Samsung as well. We've worked on audio description with broadcasters to make sure that content being broadcast, you might remember at the coronation, there was live audio description for that on the BBC, and RNIB was part of that conversation. So media as well. We've done some work on gaming. We hosted a gaming symposium a couple of years ago at Abertay University in Dundee, where we had the gaming industry come along and really trying to identify and promote best practice when it comes to making video games more accessible. So loads of stuff, Stuart.
It sounds like
how long's your podcast?
I know you've been kind of instrumental in these Braille and Beyond exhibitions or Braille and Beyond community exhibitions, maybe, or community events that you've been running in libraries. And that idea of just bringing Braille to a locality and having people coming out and experiencing Braille, I think that's something that's very close to your heart.
Very much so. So this is part of the Braille 200 celebrations, which I have to say is a global celebration. That's not just an RNIB project. We are all celebrating the bicentenary since the Braille Code was initially developed in the mid-1820s by the Frenchman Louis Braille, enabling millions of blind people around the world to read for ourselves, as well as being read to, being able to read with our fingers. instead of our ears or our eyes. And that's simply what Braille does, you know. And of course, as you know, Braille technology now is taking Braille well into the 21st century and beyond. There is a sense, though, sometimes with Braille, is that it can feel like you know, you've got these big organizations and technology developers that might feel a little bit kind of remote from where you are. You know, if you're listening to this at home, and maybe you live somewhere a bit more rural, maybe you're not in London or Dublin or you know, or Edinburgh. And so actually, you know, there are lots of people around the UK and beyond who have some involvement in Braille, who really appreciate the opportunity to come together to celebrate this important bicentenary, reaffirm their commitment to Braille, perhaps hear from a Braille expert or two, and get some hands-on with Braille equipment and products and services. So thanks to the players of the People's Postcode Lottery, RNIB has been able to put together this 12-month tour of libraries around the UK, one a month. There's a list on the website to really come and bring Braille hopefully a little bit more out nearer to where some of you are.
Okay, and more information on the RNIB website, mm-hmm. as you say. And Dave, finally, I know you have a busy week ahead at CSUN, yeah. as we all have. Anything in particular you're excited about and looking forward to having your hands on?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of these smart glasses this week. You know, I'm actually, as we record this, I'm wearing the Meta Ray-Bans, and there are lots of organisations who are looking to develop that form factor with different capabilities at different price points. So I'm really looking forward to trying out some of those. Of course, Braille technology, there are lots of multi-line devices out there now, some of them more affordable than others, so I'm looking forward to that. There's a eBraille Summit. This is the new Braille format, electronic Braille format, that's going to help solve some of the problems around reflowing Braille and navigating Braille content. So we've got an event for that. I'm involved in delivering a couple of presentations as well, one to do with accessible gaming and another to do with 200 years of tactile literacy. And then we've got various meetings with our suppliers and sister organisations from around the world. So quite a small team this year from RNIB, but I think we're going to maximise the opportunities, and we'll certainly be burning the candle at both ends.
All right, best of luck. Hope you get a good rest when you come back. Dave, great to chat to you. Dave Williams, Inclusive Design Ambassador for RNIB. Thanks a mil for talking to us.
Thank you.